This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Joanne Ramos, last name R, A for Apple, M for Mary, O, S for Sam. First name Joanne, J, O, A for Apple, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, E for Europe. Today's date is November 9, 2022, period Niparagraph. She is a 47-year-old female patient who comes with a history of blood hypertension for 28 years, which recently has not been controlled, period. New paragraph. Patient has noticed that sometime in the evening or in the morning, blood pressure may be controlled, but midday, blood pressure is not controlled. The patient also has noticed a mid-sternal chest tightness, which generally happens after an anxious episode, with the heart rate increasing and then feeling this tightness in the chest, period. Sometime the burping, B for boy, U, R, P for Peter, I, N for Nancy, G, would help, period. Many times symptom would last for less than a minute or even few seconds, but recently one episode lasted for 15 to 20 minutes, period. She also notices some skip beat feeling at that time, and when she will try to relax, the symptom would improve, period. In her daily daily life, she's quite active and busy, B for boy, U, S, Y. And at that time, she generally does not notice this symptom, period. Sometimes she notices tightness in the back and sometimes right shoulder, but more frequently left shoulder, period. This symptom would improve or resolve if she would try to stretch, period. The new paragraph, mid-sternal pain is sharp in character, but it is generally mild, period. When she's at work, like doing the occupational therapy, she does not notice the symptom, period. At times with the anxiety, she feels dizzy, period. She also has a history of acid reflux problem and frequent burping, B for boy, U, R, P for Peter, I, N, G, period. No history of dizziness, period, no history of syncope, period. Her functional capacity, she says, is good. She can walk about 2 miles, period. No history of upper respiratory tract infection in last 3 months, period. History of palpitation, as described above, generally after the anxiety episode, period. No, it's a bleeding tendency or a GI problem, period. G capital, period, I capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph, past history. History of hypertension for 28 years and recently has not been well controlled, period. No history of diabetes, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Personal history, she's 5'3.5" tall and her weight is 210 pounds, period. She is an occupational therapist, period, new paragraph. Menstrual history, her last menstrual period started 2 weeks ago. They are regular, period, season birth control pills due to heavy menstrual periods in the past, period. New paragraph. The allergy, she says, Benazepril, B for boy, E for Europe, N for Nancy, A for Apple, Z for Zebra, E for Europe, P for Peter, R, I, RI, L for Larry, causes throat itching, period. New paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 78 years due to cancer of the prostate, period. He had a previous history of cerebrovascular accident and diabetes, period. He also has a history of hypertension and hemorrhagic stroke in the past, period. Mother is alive at the age of 73, period. She has a hypertension and her thyroid is removed because of the cancer, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. The on exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal spheres, 2x4, and both posterior tibial not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 174 over 100 millimeters of mercury, period. According to the patient, this morning at 5:40 a.m. at home, her blood pressure was 111 over 62 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is no S3, period, no S4, and no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG, sinus tachycardia, and non-specific STT changes, period. New paragraph. Analysis, the patient's symptom of mid sternal chest tightness is atypical in a way that it happens with an episode of anxiety, period. She has a risk factor of hypertension which is not well controlled, period. Patient is advised to do coronary calcium score, period. Pros and cons were explained, period. She understood and agreed, period. She is also having Apple Watch at home. A for Apple in capital letters, then small p for Peter, L for Larry, E, Watch, W-A-T-C-H, which she is advised to check at times and particularly in the night to see what is her heart rate when she is resting at night, period. Also, she is advised to look at the heart rate if it suddenly jumps, J-U-M-P for Peter S, and goes above 140 beats per minute, period. She is advised to check blood pressure at home and maintain record. She is asked to return to the office in 10 days regarding follow-up, along with her blood pressure instrument, period. In the meantime, she is advised to continue same medicine, period. She understood various suggestions well, and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, symptom of chest tightness may not be cardiac, period. Next line, number two, labile hypertension, which is not well controlled, period. Number three, acid reflux disease, period. Number four, clinically patient has mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. The new paragraph. In my cardiovascular system exam, please add, there is a ejection systolic click and 2x6 ejection systolic murmur in the left lower parasternal area, period. The paragraph. Plan is coronary calcium score and echocardiogram, period. New paragraph. In view of resting tachycardia, patient was started on metoprolol, M for Mary, E for Europe, T for Tom, O, P for Peter, R, O, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, E, R, E, E for Europe capital and R capital, succinate, S for Sam, U, C for Charlie, C for Charlie, I for India, N for Nancy, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe. 50 milligram tablet and she's supposed to take half tablet PO twice a day, period. She was told that if she start noticing systolic blood pressure below 110 millimeters of mercury, she may have to stop the her losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, period. She understood various suggestions well and she had no further question. Losartan, L for Larry, O, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, with hydrochlorothiazide, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, comma, analysis of symptom and discussion of likely etiology, plus plans for the workup and future management plan, depending on the clinical course and finding of the workup, period. She understood well and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.